Who are these retards on this website? Who are these retards? Hello.
Hi.
So y'all from the UK?
Yes, we are indeed.
Nice. So I have a question for you, right?
Go ahead.
So the mayor of London is Muslim, and I think the mayor of Bradford is Muslim. So is this a good thing in your view?
We're Muslims.
Yeah, so because you're Muslims, do you want to see more Muslims in the government?
Yeah, why not?
Well, that's interesting, because what if I said I want to see more white people in the government?
Then you...
That's your right.
Where are you from?
Because what if I said more white Christians in the government, not Muslims?
Why is it specifically Muslims, though?
Well, I'm asking you. You said you want more Muslims in the government.
No, but you asked me that question first.
We didn't say that we want the majority to be Muslims. We just said that we would want more of them.
Right. I didn't say you said that, but what it seems to me is that you would like more Muslims in there.
And I think you find it quite offensive.
Why is that a problem?
I think it's the religion and not the people.
Well, why is it a problem?
Why is it a problem for you?
It seems like you've been offended from what we said.
No, Wait, hang on. I'll tell you why it's a problem. Because Muslims, true believing Muslims, believe that any form of government other than Sharia is invalid. And so, if half the MPs are Muslim, I think that they'll probably try to implement Sharia law.
And you know,
that's just your personal opinion.
Which you're entitled to, which is fine.
But what's your counter opinion? Would they not want that?
Obviously, so you want more Christians, right? You want that for yourself.
Why do you want more white people?
Tell me the reason why.
Okay, because the UK is a white country that's majority Christian or was in the past.
So, you don't go to different countries as well for like holiday and vacation?
Holiday is not the same thing as immigration. Yes, different things. Thing. It's not the
you're
same
not
thing.
You're not going to come to my so country because I don't want any foreigners. I don't want white people in my country.
Perfect, perfect.
Well, you guys still love our country and love our food.
What's that?
If us immigrants weren't born here, or came here, none of you motherfuckers would have had our food. You guys,
we don't care about your food. What food is that? Yes. Indian?
Are you Indian?
No, are you Indian? You're saying your food.
No, I'm not Indian.
Then what food are you talking about? Because I don't think anyone cares about Pakistani food, I'll tell you.
You can speak for yourself.
You can speak for yourself, literally.
Well, what? So you're telling me the only good thing you can offer is food? Why are you being hostile? We're having a conversation here.
We're not
fairly
being hostile.
Intellectual conversation.
Your opinions, which you are entitled to, they're quite sharp and they come across quite racist.
Okay, but hang on. So let me ask you this one question. So like if I went to Pakistan, let's say I was an immigrant to Pakistan.
We're Turkish, by the way. We're not from Pakistan. Anyway.
Okay, so let's say I went to Turkey and I said to the Turkish people, look, I'm not Turkish and I'm not Muslim. I'd like to see more white people and Christians in the government.
In Turkey?
Yeah. What if I said that? What would you say to that?
No, but you don't understand. But United Kingdom and United States, they have so many immigrants. It's not like, you know, if you go to Italy, people are everywhere, all around the world.
But that like, doesn't...
be everywhere.
But that doesn't mean it should be that way. That means it is that way.
But whose fault is this? Is this not the English government's fault? Who let them in
first?
The English fucking government.
Yes, it's the fault of Keir Starmer and Tony Blair. It's the fault of these scumbag traitor politicians. But look, what I'm saying to you is that Turkey doesn't have multiculturalism. So if I go to Turkey, it's all Muslims.
How do we have that when we have churches?
We have churches in Turkey as well.
Very small. You have small amounts.
Turks as well.
Yeah, very few. Most Turks are Muslim.
How do you know?
Most Turks
are
Muslim.
Have you counted?
Okay, so let's see. What percentage of Turkey Muslim percentage?
It's a minority, but we do have.
99.8% of the population is Muslim, according to Wikipedia.
Allahu Akbar.
0.2% are Christians. Amazing. So, according to you, this is multiculturalism to have 0.2% non-Muslims?
No, but Turkey
Turkish government, Turkey, so you're telling, like, just how she said earlier on, it's the English government's fault that they let us in the first place, since you guys don't like us too much.
We agree.
But it's not like English people have went to Turkey and
begged to stay in the country.
And they wanted to stay and they got kicked out.
Well, what happened
there
was English
so
people...
Have they been deported?
There
no.
are so many immigrants.
Yeah, because nobody wants to go to Turkey.
Wait,
one at a time. One at a time here, ladies. One at a time.
How many of them have tried and they got deported?
Well, I'm not suggesting that happened. What I'm suggesting is that Turkey will not allow that to happen because they don't like multiculturalism.
Then
right?
That's good. Then that's your country's fault.
It is. It's the government's fault. But you're supporting it by being there. Your parents went there, and you're engaged in multiculturalism in the UK.
How is that a problem? Why is being multicultural a problem to you?
Because you're reducing the influence of the native people. Imagine
a
bunch of white.
Imagine
a bunch of white people in the millions started moving into Turkey, and imagine they started changing the politics of Turkey, and imagine they started changing the culture of Turkey to Christianity. The Muslim Turks would fight
them.
That comes down to the government
again.
The government of Turkey.
If that was to happen, then eventually, just how United Kingdom adapted themselves to being multicultural, Turkey would have done the same thing. Eventually.
No. Yes, the Muslims in Turkey would kick out and expel the Christians if they became a threat. They became a demographic threat.
So we're a threat.
If they believe they could have potentially become a threat, they wouldn't have churches in Turkey.
0.2% of the population has a couple churches. That's not a threat.
Why is this about religion?
Imagine it was 20% Christian.
There are so many Buddhist
then
people.
Then they would start
there
to do
so
shit.
Many, there are so many Buddhist people, so many, you know, people from India that have
Hindus. It's not just
Hinduism.
About, I'm not just about religion. I don't
yes,
support
yes, you
Indians.
You are because that's the first
I don't
you
support,
are.
I don't support,
Muslim
yeah, because
yeah,
I thought
people.
You're Muslim and it's true. So,
yeah, is that a problem to you?
Okay, so let's just say it's Turkish people. Do you want more Turkish people in the government?
Yeah, why not? Turkish, Kurdish, what's the problem with that?
Well, the problem is that they're not the indigenous people of England.
The problem is
and
your
so,
government.
So yeah, but you support that. You support the leftist government that does that.
Me supporting won't change anything. If
yes,
I say
it will.
Stop, don't do this.
Well, then maybe
because you vote because you there's Turks in England and they're
they
voting.
Give us the right to vote.
They're voting and
they
they're voting for. So you're part of the
Whose
problem then, because
this?
What you're doing
is
you're
you
going
see,
to the UK
you like you.
And you
Whose
vote for the
this?
Left
you
and you vote for mass immigration because
you
want
you.
More Turks in
you
the
see
in
people
the country.
Like you are the reason
yeah,
why racism still exists.
It's not racism to want to preserve
racist,
your country.
I don't like white
it's not
you.
Racism.
You
then leave the UK.
Then leave the UK.
Go to Turkey.
You are not just against religion.
Why are you triggered?
You're triggered.
Why are you screaming? Why are you screaming? I'm not yelling. You're screaming.
Calm down.
Let's have a debate.
Very, very aggressively racist. Not only
how am I aggressively racist?
Not only towards religion, but
asking
also
you questions is racist.
Kind of people as well.
Wait, asking
not
you questions is racist? What did I say that's racist?
What about black
what did I say? What did I say that's racist? What did I say that's racist?
They're black Christians, black Muslims, Somalian people.
Yeah,
Nigerian
I think.
People, what do you think about that?
Well, I think that it was a mistake to let them into the country.
you are the most
thing. I think
you have to be.
Well,
you
look,
have to be.
The white people are disappearing. The white people are being replaced. White people are being replaced.
No, I think.
Look,
I truly think.
There's
you're
a great
about
replacement
because of the last situation happened in the UK about
no.
Muslims. And it was
no,
a black
no, I'm
Christian.
Talking about this.
It was a black Christian that killed three kids and they blamed it on Muslims.
No, forget about the colour. Mm. It's about, if he's talking about religion, if, it's so easy for people like yourself
yes,
yeah. to attack Muslims,
yes.
mm-hmm. Hindus,
because
anyone else, apart, any other religion apart from Christianity.
You know, you, I can't...
No, my position is this. Look, the UK people are being replaced by non-Europeans. So you look at London, you look at Bradford, you look at Birmingham, you look at all the big cities, and it's full up of Indian, Pakistani, Chinese, blah, blah, blah. This is a great replacement, ladies. White people are being replaced by non-white people.
whose fault is this?
You keep coming back to that. I agree. The fault is the government. Fault is this? You have an argument. That's not an argument. But that's not an argument. You're defending it.
Listen,
you're saying it's good.
Whose fault is this? The government. That's it.
But you defend that government and you vote for it. You vote for that government.
Because they give us the right to vote.
No, but you vote for the leftists who are replacing white people. You want them in power.
No one's replacing
white people.
Who would you support?
White people go to our countries on holidies. Get the fuck out of my country. They don't come
that's
to my
a, That's tourism. That's that. Not immigration. We tourism is not immigration.
No, they live there. They can live there.
In fact, and look, remember those British tourists went to Turkey on vacation? They were killed by some ISIS terrorists. Remember that? Couple
ISIS,
years ago,
they're not Turkish.
It was in Turkey. It was literally in Turkey. But they are Muslims. Yes, they are. They are extremist Muslims. They are radical Muslims.
No, because
so there are not white Christian terrorists.
If you,
they are extremist Muslims.
So what about the KKK then?
Oh, so here we go. So you have to shift the blame onto some other thing.
We're not blaming anyone. You're talking about ISIS.
I said they're radical Muslims.
You are blaming Muslims.
You just said Muslims. I said they're radical Muslims. They're radical Muslims. They're radicalized Muslims.
So what about the KKK then?
They're radicalized. They're a radicalized Christian identity. But the KKK, didn't kill those people in Turkey. It was Muslims, right?
No, but I'm asking you a question. So what do you think about the KKK then?
And do you know how many Muslims were killed in the UK?
They're a bit lowbrow.
Do you know how many Muslims
were killed in the UK? No, wait, let me answer that question.
Why are you smiling?
Wait. So what do you
think about triggered.
What are your opinions about the KKK then?
You know, I think you're afraid of us.
My opinion of the KKK is they're a little bit out of touch with...
So when it comes to ISIS,
I think the KKK doesn't represent our opinions very well. They're a bit obnoxious, I'll say.
Oh, so when it comes to the white side, is they're just a bit obnoxious, but when it comes to ISIS, the supposed Muslim...
Yeah, well, the KKK is not going around slitting people's throats by the thousands like ISIS. The KKK is a very minimal threat compared to ISIS. The KKK hasn't basically killed anyone in a very long time. It doesn't mean they're good, but they're not a terrorist threat.
Are you with them?
How do you know that?
When's the last time they killed someone?
How do you know that? Okay,
Because it hasn't been reported.
Yeah, it hasn't. But that's the thing. It hasn't been reported.
Yeah, because if the KKK if the KKK killed someone, it would have been headline news across every news channel. They love to talk about white terrorists.
White extremists.
You liars. Hey, what's up, man? Where are you from, kid?
From where from?
Hey man, what do you think about white people? Do you like white people?
Don't ask me.
We don't have any problems with anyone.
You're the one that really has a problem with everyone. I love everyone. I just don't like racist people.
No, is it racist for Turks to want Turkey to be Turkish?
Answer the question.
Answer the question. Is it racist for Turks to want Turkey to be a mostly Turkish country?
As a Turkish person, yes, I believe so.
It's racist.
As a Turkish person, I believe so.
So you would call a Turkish person racist if they said, we don't want immigrants?
Yes.
Okay, at least you're a consistent leftist. But I suspect... So look, I see you know, you're hanging out with another. Are you sisters or friends?
Friends.
Yeah, so you kind of in your own circle. You got three Turkish people here. I don't see any white people here. Maybe there's some racism going on here.
I think you're the one in a family household. You're
not related. You're friends, so your friends are all Turkish.
How do you know that? You know that.
This is just because everybody in the room is Turkish.
Yeah, but we're in a family household.
It's a house that you're all friends, not family members, so you're all hanging out with each other.
That doesn't mean you're racist.
Yeah, exactly. You're family friends, so your families are friends because they're Turkish, and you're not hanging out with white people. You're not hanging out with black people.
You're just jumping to conclusions.
No, I have a little bit of evidence that you guys are...
That's not evidence. That's just something you created in your head.
You're Turkish racists.
Just to support your point.
You're Turkish racists.
You're racist as well. White people are racist. I don't like white people.
Well, then get out of the UK and go back to Turkey.
Well, then get out of the UK and speak to your fucking government.
You can go back to Turkey and that shithole country that you're from.
And wasting your fucking time with kids.
Listen, you dummies.
Go to.
Listen, you dumbasses. You're not kids. You're not kids. Are you 17? Listen, you dumb bitch. Shut the fuck up, you. Listen, you faggot. Listen, you Turkish faggot. Fuck you. Listen, fuck Muhammad. Listen, Muhammad, look, we get down to it. The Prophet Muhammad was a pedophile.
Fine, I hope you know this. I hope you've seen this before.
Prophet Muhammad is a pedophile. Yeah, what are you, a gangster too? You're a Turkish gangster?
He's a pedophile.
Prophet Muhammad, he married a 9-year-old girl. He raped her. He's a filthy pedophile. Islam is a pedophile religion.
Majority of the pedophiles that has been reported in the UK and in America, what are they? Fucking white.
Yeah, the majority of the country is white. So what? The majority of the pedophiles in Turkey are Turkish too, right?
Do we go around label all white people in America a pedophile?
Yes, you do. You just did.
No, I didn't. I'm just saying.
That's the point you're trying to make.
Majority of the pedophiles that has been reported
in a country that's mostly white. Yeah, the majority of the pedophiles in Turkey are Turkish. So what?
We don't labeling all white people because of
the majority of the pedophiles in Turkey are Turkish, right?
Yeah, but therefore,
yeah, it's the same fucking thing.
That's what I'm trying to say.
It doesn't prove anything.
All your friends are white.
Yeah, because you know, we don't trust Turks.
That's fine.
Be afraid of us.
That's no problem. That's your total opinion.
Erdogan is a scumbag.
He's a terrorist.
He's a Muslim extremist.
We agree with that.
Little
agreement there. We agree with that.
We're getting somewhere.
Okay, so let's. So, ladies, my suggestion is you go to Turkey and you try to get rid of Erdogan, and that should be your life mission.
We're trying to.
How?
By voting against him.
It doesn't work. He just arrests everybody. He doesn't do anything.
There you go. At least we're trying to do something to change something in the country.
So you vote in Turkey. That's incredible. You're born in the UK, and yet you vote in Turkey?
No, yeah. But we have the right to vote for Turkey as well. I hope you knew that.
How?
Because we're also a Turkish citizen as well.
So we have the right...
Oh. So you're Turkish citizens, yet you're born in the UK? How did you become Turkish citizens?
Because of our parents.
Parents?
But did you have to go to the embassy to go get that or what?
No. You automatically, I think
so. It automatically happens to your parents.
So then that means your loyalties are divided between Turkey and the UK. So if Turkey goes to war with the UK, are you going to fight for the UK or Turkey?
Fuck no, I'm fighting for Turkey.
Exactly. So you're a traitor. You're not loyal to the UK.
Because it's not my country. I was born here.
Oh, it's not your... We agree, it's not your country, so go back
to
Turkey.
That's like asking, if your mom and dad has a fight, who are you going to defend? That's
how no, it's not. No, out. It's not.
Yes, it
it's absurd.
So, that
it's
is.
Stupid
that
as
is.
Hell.
That is. That
well,
is.
Of course,
that's
well, look, if you, I mean, if your parent... Dumbass.
Fight,
no. That's not analogous. That's
exactly
not analogous.
Dumbass.
This is a war between two countries, and she just said, wait, she just said she would support Turkey, so she's not loyal to the UK, so this is exactly what I've been saying.
English, white people...
You are a traitor. You're a traitor to the UK.
What?
You're a fifth columnist. You are a Turkish fifth columnist. You work for Turkey. You work for the betterment of Turkey, not England.
Then so it's your government.
Oh, clearly, fucking well for England if I'm paying my taxes.
Oh, so you're agreeing that you're a traitor and a threat to the UK, and then you're just saying it's the fault of the government for letting you be it.
Yeah, I'm a threat. I'm a threat to your government. I'm a terrorist as well.
You would support Erdogan invading the UK, and you would fight for him.
Well, clearly that's not going to happen, though, is it?
But you would.
But that's not going to happen, though, is it?
But if it did happen, what's the answer?
But there's no ifs and buts and so's.
Yes, it is. It's a hypothetical.
It's happen,
if they invaded, do you support Erdogan, the Turkish army?
Where are you from?
Yes, you can.
He's American, I think. You're not. Okay,
are you English?
No.
Then why the fuck are you talking about England? Talk about your country.
Because I'm talking to you and you're in England. That's why.
Okay, let's talk about America. Guns.
Yeah?
Why the fuck does the government allow school shooting? School shooting!
Well, the government. Well, let me answer. The government doesn't. The government doesn't allow school shootings. Of course, it's a crime to commit a school shooting.
Okay, sure. So if you commit a school shooting, now it's normalized in the country.
So if you commit a school shooting, if you commit a school shooting,
what is the government doing to prevent this from happening again and again?
Well, look, most of the people who did that didn't actually have a legal gun license. They took the gun from somebody else.
So what is the government doing to prevent this from happening again?
Well, they should give the teachers guns so they can shoot the motherfuckers dead.
What are they doing?
I don't know. The government doesn't represent me. The government is run by Joe Biden, who's a leftist dickhead like Keir Starmer. He's similar. I'm sure you would support Joe Biden if you were an American, right?
I don't support Joe Biden.
You would. He supports immigration and he would let you people in.
Darling, sweetheart, he's trying his best
to trigger us and
you,
say something.
You were triggered. You were triggered in minute number one.
We're not racist. We're the least racist people you can come across.
So she's admitted that she's loyal to Turkey and not the UK. This proves my point.
So if the UK and the if the UK and the US went to war, who would you work for? Who would you fight for?
Well, I'd have to fight for America because I'm American, right?
You're American? So
born in America?
But it's two white countries.
It's two white countries.
Doesn't matter. You fight for the country that you're born in.
Turkey?
Obviously.
Turkey is an Asian and European country.
You were born in the UK, right? So you're born in the UK, so you identify...
It doesn't change my background. It won't change my background.
Okay, so then you are proving my point that it's not a good thing to have people like you in the country.
Right, we proved your point. Yeah, cool. No
thank you. So now it's time for you to go to Turkey.
Oh, not necessarily. Make us.
you speak for your country and not for the UK.
Well, we will make you. We're going to implement a right-wing nationalist government. They're going to deport you all. You saw the riots. I mean, you saw the English people are getting angry about this.
Who stopped them?
You saw Tommy Robinson. He's getting popular.
Them? Who stopped them, brother? Who stopped the riots?
What do you mean, who stopped them? They stopped themselves.
Who stops them? The feds, the police, the government.
Yeah, the gay police. the gay rainbow faggot police.
Oh, the police couldn't do shit.
Yeah, the police, the British police,
the immigrants. He definitely supported the riots, though. 100%
he supported the riots.
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't I?
Yeah, of course he did.
Why wouldn't I support those riots? Those riots were justified.
Justified what?
Justified by all the criminality that you immigrants bring to the UK.
They were justified to rape women and kids.
They didn't rape anybody.
Yes, they have.
So they rape women at the riots, really?
They have raped a woman wearing a hijab. They basically took her away. I think she had three kids. Yeah, three kids.
Yeah, where's that?
And they raped her.
This sounds like some disinformation that some Turks made up.
Not clearly, honestly. It was in the media actually. If you read it, you can see it.
Yes, and over it. It's possible, but it's not likely. Why would people who hate Muslims rape a Muslim? Doesn't make much sense.
People like you are the reason why racism still exists. You know that?
No, you're racist. I prove you're racist.
I would never say this.
You're Turkish racists.
We don't have a problem with anyone. Our neighbors.
Right, but you only hang out with Turks.
Customers.
You only hang out with Turks.
How do you know?
We're proving it right now. We only have Turks in the house.
What do you mean right now? This one's my brother. This one's my friend. Can't I have any Turkish friends? Can't I have any white friends? Any black friends?
Where's your white friends? I don't see them.
White friends?
They're at home. We're neighbors.
No, I don't,
we're literally
I think,
neighbors.
I think, ladies, you're hiding the fact that you're racist Turks.
Oh,
You know, I would.
You know what?
I'm never going to regret saying this.
Let me give you what you want to hear. Okay, if that's going to help you sleep tonight, if that's going to help you sleep
well,
tonight,
look.
Yeah, cool. We are. Yeah, cool.
So
we know what we are. We know that
you're not going to change what's going in my mind. You're not going to.
You love. Listen, I've proven that you're loyal to Turkey and not the UK. I've proven that you hate the UK.
You're loyal to America.
So,
why are you loyal to America?
Yeah,
because
I'm
country.
Born. Yeah, but you're not. You were born in the UK.
Were your parents born
you're
in
born,
America as well?
You were born in the
then
UK.
It's your country.
Yeah, but that's proving my point. That's
your
Turkey's not
your
if Turkey's not your country though.
Okay,
you're born in the UK. So you said you're born in the UK.
If your parents were born in the UK, you'd be born in America, and they had a fight, a war. What side would you hold?
Well, that would be a bit more complicated, but I would support America.
Oh, well, complicated. No.
No, I have to support. No, it would be very clear. It would be America.
Well, who's a traitor now?
It's not treason. If you're born in that country, you're a citizen, and then you defend that country. That's how it works.
Not necessarily, mates.
Okay, so
you know what it is.
The most racist people are white people.
But I mean, the best you could say there is like you would not participate. The best you could say, you dumbasses, is that you'd be like, oh, maybe I wouldn't participate in the war. But you actually said you would defend Turkey if they invaded the UK and were the aggressors in the situation.
You didn't.
That's crazy.
No. Don't put words into my mouth.
Crazy. Yes, I said if Turkey invaded the UK, you would support the Turks.
Don't put words into my mouth.
Aggressive.
You did not say if Turkey invaded the UK.
Yes,
you
I did.
Said if, no, you didn't. You said if Turkey and mm-hmm. UK were in a war. You did not talk about anything about invasion. Nothing.
Okay, but even so, it's bad. But let's say it was an invasion.
Nothing. You did
okay,
not.
Okay, even so, it's bad.
Turkish cigarette.
So you're not assimilated. Even though you're born in the UK, you're still a Turk. You still identify with Turkey. You still identify as Turkish. You're loyal to Turkey.
Background.
So you're not even assimilated. You're not even part of the nation.
Background is different. Background
you're
is
not part
else.
Of the nation. You're not. Your loyalties are to a
that's
foreign
what,
country.
That is not what my passport says, bitch.
So, you have two passports.
It clearly
so
states on my passport that I was born and raised here, and it clearly states that I'm a fucking British citizen.
Yeah,
okay?
But you're loyal to Turkey, and you're not loyal to England. So,
maybe
fuck enough.
Gamer.
That's enough to deport you.
Get me deported then.
Well, we'll support the English people who will do so.
Get me deported then.
Support Tommy Robinson.
I am not doing anything wrong. I'm not going against the law.
Okay.
I'm not breaking
what
the
you,
law.
What do you
I am not
about?
Committing a crime.
What,
we don't know that.
Practice.
We don't know that. You could
what
be Turkish
you, what
mafia.
What do you think about Russia and Ukraine when they had a war? What do you think about that? Who was right? Because they're
course,
both white countries.
Of course
and
Ukraine is right.
I supported Ukraine as well.
Yeah, of course Ukraine is right. They're defending
Why?
Themselves.
They're defending themselves. Okay. What about Israel and Palestine?
Well, Hamas attacked Israel, and now they're getting nuked. That's just how it works.
Okay, they attacked. Okay, it's true. They attacked them first. Okay, this is
well,
what...
The thing is, Israel-Palestine is an old conflict. It's been going on for decades.
They bombed them once. Israel should have bombed them twice. They've been doing it for a year now.
That's not
you
how
know
it works.
How many kids got killed? What if that happened in America? I would fucking hate it. I would not want that to happen. Why
yeah,
are kids getting killed?
Kids on both sides
would you want your kids
killed?
To get killed?
Obviously not. But you support
Obviously.
Palestine. You support,
yes, I do support
Palestine. I don't support either side.
Free
I don't care.
Free Palestine.
Yeah, but you
free
say
Palestine,
that because you're Muslim. You only care about them because
no.
you're Muslim.
Oh my God.
That's all you fucking
we just
care about.
I just
bought
you an example from our
you don't support
Ukraine. War with
Ukraine.
Yes, I did support Ukraine during the war.
Yeah, what did you do?
I literally just said it. I said I supported Ukraine. Were they Muslim?
No.
No, the fuck they weren't.
You only said that
this
to try to make an
to
example.
It's about humanity.
No,
you only
said
that to make an
example.
No.
In, bitch.
No, you said that to make an example out of a war.
No,
but
I
you
swear
so,
to
so
God.
Why, wait, why do you support Palestine? Why?
Who would want kids to get murdered? Little fucking babies. Even in Ukraine, kids got killed, mothers got killed, fathers got killed.
Innocent
okay,
people
got killed.
Okay, do you support did you know that Saudi Arabia was killing Yemenis?
Yes, I did know that.
And they're killing kids?
Yes, obviously. It was all over the news.
And so you are defending Yemen?
Who are you defending?
I don't take a side in it. I don't care, but
Because they're Muslim, right?
Why don't you care? Because
no.
they're Muslim kids dying.
Yes,
No,
they're
but yeah,
Muslim.
ex well,
And
because
that's.
they're
You
Middle
have
East,
no
I don't care about Middle
humanity.
Eastern.
So, yeah,
You have
exactly.
no
So.
humanity in you.
But
You
hang
are
on.
racist. You
No,
have
you
no
have no
humanity. You have
humanity.
no fucking heart.
No, you support Palestine because they're Muslims,
Why? Okay,
okay?
tell
So
me, why
why
do
do
I
we
support
the
Ukraine? Tell me
reason
the
the
reason why I
reason
support
because I
Ukraine.
don't think you do, you just use that as an example.
Oh, fuck
But
off,
the
man,
thing
yeah? I
is,
don't have to prove
fuck to the
myself to you.
right-off, geezer,
When I
yeah?
look at the Palestine protests, right? So we see all these Palestinian pro-Palestinians. Now, they look to me about
Even white
80%.
people,
Wait, don't
people
interrupt, you
like.
dumb bitch. Look, you dumb cunt.
Mother's a bitch. Your
You
mother's a
dumb
We're not
Turkish
swearing at you.
We're not
bitch.
swearing at
Yeah, you're
you. Your mother's a bitch.
interrupting, you're being rude, you're being cunts. So listen, the
We're
protest, the
talking
Palestine
milk through the
protests.
paper. Your mom's a whore.
Listen, you Turkish whores.
Oh, yeah,
The
your mom's a whore.
Palestine
Your mom's
protests
having
are
four,
mostly
four having
Muslims.
a child like you. I'm
Mostly
so concerned about
Muslims.
she's a whore.
Listen, you
All those because
Turkish
you. I'm not all those
fucking
because you. All those because
terrorists.
you.
You fucking Turkish
All
Muslim
those because
terrorists.
you.
All right, yeah, cool.
Can you
So
shut my
look,
son along?
the
Just please. I
Palestine
just want to
protests are Muslim, mostly Muslims.
I'll try to the
The
corner of it.
reason for that is because
Ultimatum, Muslim.
Muslims only
Rest.
really care about Muslims. Muslims don't give a flying shit about anyone who's not a Muslim.
Who said
They
that?
don't fucking
You, that is
care.
your problem. You
Because
don't
there's
like
no
Muslims.
Muslims at the
You
pro-Ukraine
just don't like
protests.
Muslim
There's
people.
no Muslims at the pro-Ukraine protests.
But how do
have
you
you
know
ever?
that?
Because
You
you
don't
look
in
at
the
the
riot
crowd
pit
and
in
it's
the.
all white people, no brown Muslims.
The
Fuck
UK,
right off
it was Muslim men that offered English police officers tea, food. Do we have to do that?
Sure you did.
No, we didn't.
You just,
It's because we're humans. We're
wait, wait,
humans.
wait,
You are
wait.
a very
Why
delusional
wait,
person.
why did you give tea to police officers?
Not me. I don't give any tea to police officers.
Okay, then what's this example? Why did they do this?
I'm trying to say Muslim people just don't care about themselves.
But why did they do
Look,
this?
not everyone is the same. They're mad. They are bad Muslims and good Muslims, like white
Okay,
Christians, like bad
but
Christians and
why
good
did they do
Christians.
this? Why did they do this?
Because just
It was
trying to
a black
help out.
Christian that killed the kids, and they blamed it on a Muslim.
No, but why would Muslims just give police tea? What was the purpose of
It
this?
was during the protest. They were stopping everything, brother. Don't you
Yeah,
understand?
it was
Just for the concert.
okay. So it was during the protest. So the reason that the Muslims
It
were trying
was
to
their
be
people
Wait,
attacking
don't
them.
interrupt, you dumbass. The reason that the Muslims gave tea to the police was
Because we're
because
full of idiots.
the police were helping them put down the riots, which you are against, you dumb cunt.